Public Health Ontario reported 959 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 770 recoveries and 8 new deaths. The December 2 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 6,932 active cases, up from 6,750 reported yesterday. 291 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 139 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 16 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 74 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 11 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. Among the new cases reported today are 446 unvaccinated people, 23 partially vaccinated people, and 429 fully vaccinated people. 61 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. Hospitalized cases, not in ICU, include 89 unvaccinated, 11 partially vaccinated, and 50 fully vaccinated people. The ICU cases include 67 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, and 26 fully vaccinated people. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 13.4 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 5.7 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 3.2 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 38,480 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 2.9% positivity rate. Today's new cases include 57 newborns to 4-year-olds, 165 kids ages 5 to 11, 83 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 285 people between 20 and 39 years old, 237 people between 40 and 59 years old, 119 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 11 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 620,229 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 603,285 recoveries and 10,012 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 31,395 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 6,202 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 4,209.5 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 37.6 cases per 100,000 people, which is up by 17.1% compared to the week of November 14. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here.